Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
96274 MSRP 20625 sold M77556 82 MSRP 20315 K5MG003199 MSRP 25725 includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121. Dealer stock only.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis Way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis Way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways on the
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. That's why you can use an entire bottle to make buffalo chicken dip. The kind you might make for when you're watching the game at home. And maybe this year there's less people around to watch the game with.
Yay!
But that just means there's more dip. And it's all for you. Some of you may say, that's too much dip. But deep down in your heart of hearts, you know it isn't. So go ahead. Finish it. Frank's Red Hot, don't judge. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, 5 locations, or online at RI. Jewelers.com.
It's off a week.
Man, get up out of here with this mess, man.
Y'all talking about
some young men.
Tell us how the team's been a top 20.
Tell me we'd never have this team.
Man,
you know that, man.
Calling these young men some punks. You know that ain't right.
This team. Man, you sound like a slick Kentucky.
You're
mad about Kentucky losing. Oh, slick Wildcat fan on here.
Man, go have a terrible weekend. Terrible weekend. Terrible weekend. Man, go have a terrible weekend.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Man, go have a terrible weekend.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I think you rocked Mel with that one.
Man, go have a terrible weekend.
I think you absolutely rocked him. He didn't even know what to say. He was absolutely stunned with that.
The only person proud of me for that one is my pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you told him.
Man, you got him good.
Yeah. Everybody else is like, you're, man.
This man doing a check-in contest with a terrible weekend line.
And they booed you off the stage.
It was a Christian FU, was it not?
Hey.
I want it on a bumper sticker.
I don't want to overstate it, but Mel may never recover.
On the mat.
He is down for the count.
I appreciate y'all.
His head's spinning right now. Terrible weekend, terrible weekend, terrible weekend.
Terrible weekend. Yeah, I love it. I love it when you repeat it. The passion in it is undeniable.
It's quotable.
Hey, by the way, what does a terrible weekend consist of?
Oh, I hope that thing is dark. I hope it only rains on his house. All weekend long.
And then you gotta rake the leaves, the wet leaves.
Leaves, take the trash out.
That is a terrible weekend. Listen, it's never gonna be a terrible weekend.
Man, you a bad man. Apparently, you have a terrible weekend.
I've been told by someone that I believe is in the know that Mel is a Louisville fan.
Of course.
He's a Louisville fan.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Of course he is.
Well, you really got him good, man. I'm telling you, you rocked him. He's wobbling right now, and he's in his house looking in the mirror saying, terrible weekend, terrible weekend. He's got to hear voices.
Man, go have a terrible weekend.
Listen to the vitriol in the voice, too.
Oh, such vitriol. I mean, the venom.
It's aggressive.
Are you gentlemen ready for the rundown?
Yes.
Actually. Oh, sorry.
Why don't we? Okay.
Now, it's the rundown presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Henry Louis Hank Aaron. Reading from over at ESPN, Hall of Fame slugger whose 755 career home runs long stood as baseball's golden mark has indeed passed away. We talked about it at the top of the show, had a moment of silence. He was 86 years old. I touched on this. This was my first memories of the story of Hammer and Hank Aaron are my dad telling me that, Jason, this is greatness personified. Mm-hmm. Our home run king, as we called him, is an African American. And at that time, and I tell you this, there was great, there was great interest in wanting to be like Hank and black folks getting into baseball and all that kind of, and it's kind of sad that it's gone the other way now. And for many a reasons. Right? And talk about how expensive the game of baseball can be, how inner cities, we've seen Redbirds do, they've had programs trying to help, and there's just not that sort of push that there used to be because of guys like Hammer and Hank Aaron. And like my dad has said, I'll just repeat what I said there in the open, because I think it's what we've all said about, he was just the epitome of class. No matter how ugly it got for him, and it certainly did, just like it got for Jackie and for so many others, for Hank, he encountered it because nobody wanted that home run king to be black at that time. Well, let's put it this way. I shouldn't say nobody wanted to. We know, there were a ton of folks, a ton of African-Americans, a ton of good white folks that were fine with it. But there were a ton of white folks that didn't want it to happen. And instead of, sometimes I have a tendency, it's kind of like, we're joking around about it, but we have a tendency to meet ugly with ugly.
Yep.
Right? Somebody curse you out, you want to curse them out.
Well, you showed us.
Rather than tell them, now, Mel,
man, go have a terrible weekend.
In Mel's defense, he didn't curse me out. But I'm glad we had that,
but
because that's the point.
If we were not regulated by the FCC.
And when you get ugly, like we know Hank did, you can want to respond with ugly or with just as much animosity as you received. That can be natural for us as human beings. And, man, I don't know how he did it, but he did. He kept it. He was always taking the high road. He was always classy, and he was our king, our home run king, and will probably in many ways always be that.
Well,
rest in peace to a great one in Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron would be very proud of you for the way you handled yourself today in that very difficult moment. He would. I mean, that was a class. move by you.
Even those, have you seen the highlights where the guys come up, they're running beside him?
They're running beside him and on the field as he got the record.
And, you know, Hank's talked about that and how it surprised him.
Yeah.
But if you're watching him, it's almost like, oh, come on, run with me.
No, it kind of was like that.
You know what?
Startled.
Because I think naturally most humans in that spot, when you find out that that's not one of your teammates or something, there's going to be a natural tendency to push them folks up off you. Like, am I in, you know, in
danger here?
Who are you? All that kind of thing. And that's what I'm talking about. Not saying that that was some situation that, you know, I'd hold above all others, but it was just interesting that somebody, some guy just off the streets come and hang on you down while you're trotting, and Hank kind of treated him like they were his brother.
You're exactly right. What I mean? He had a special sort of grace that I don't think in his
grace
position,
is the word. I'm glad you said that because I didn't use
that.
Grace is the word.
I would have probably been the,
well said.
Of course I'm the, you know, like he didn't have that. He had that grace. I've been watching videos all morning after I saw this, probably a little bit before my time, given my age. And I was a Cardinals fan and not a Braves fan.
Yeah.
But like, he was a hitting scientist too. Like these videos of him showing how he did the cross hand thing and I am in awe of him. He's amazing. Was amazing. And so rest in peace. I think it's a terrific tribute and an interesting look at him that
beautiful,
you gave there.
Beautiful swing as well. It was a sweet swing, like you're saying. And we will certainly all miss him. The country and the world will miss Hank Aaron, no doubt.
Next story.
Look, I know you don't care about it, but there are a lot of people who do. So that's about for a lot of people, this will not be a terrible weekend because Conor McGregor is fighting. So it'll be a great weekend. It'll be the opposite of what you're telling people to have. It'll be a great weekend because the great white hope, Conor McGregor, is fighting this weekend. Poirier is his opponent, and this is a year in the making. The fight got delayed.
Who?
Who is this guy?
Yeah.
What, do you remember his first name, Matt? Any chance?
Dustin?
No, I'm pressing you because it's a bum.
Yeah, exactly. No, it is. It is. It's totally, like, look, Conor McGregor's going to wipe the floor with this dude, right? But here is what I found interesting. Conor McGregor is fighting this weekend. He said on Stephen A's ESPN Plus show that he wants to fight. I don't know if this is just talk or whatever, but he wants to fight 7 times in the next 18 months. You know, he's been gone for a while, and as you said, he's fought some bombs. But he said, the truth is the fight game will never get rid of me. Conor McGregor will be here until the day I go out, so that's it. If they line me up, I'll get about 7 fights in the next year and a half. That is what I want. He has not fought since last January when he beat Cowboy Cerrone, just wiped the floor with him as well. You know, I know that he's a big favorite this weekend against this guy, Poirier, but I'm still going to watch it. I mean, I don't know. Clearly, he does not have that effect on you. Clearly, he does not draw you in.
I've defended you somewhat on this. Yes, I'm not drawn in by Conor, but I've defended you somewhat on this because I think you could make the same case for me and sort of my respect or the fact that I would pay money to see Mayweather because you can talk about you don't like the human and separate him. I kind of got it's the human that I don't like, right? McGregor. I can appreciate the fighter,
but it's
sort of similar, and so I can't make a case against you.
But here's the deal.
So you see what I'm saying?
Conor McGregor is a much better draw than Floyd. He is just much more entertaining to watch. I'm sorry. I mean these are just the breaks.
No, there's just more of you white people that root for him.
Not about race. Not about race.
It is when there's more of you in this country to pay the pay-per-view.
Look,
yes, it absolutely is.
You're asking me to answer for demographics, and you know I can't do that today. I'm not in the mood to do that. All I'm going to tell you
can I tell you what I'm amazed by?
Conor McGregor.
And just sort of some white man behavior here. And you tell me, and if I'm off base, please tell me. When it comes to European players in the NBA, right, it's just – Euro guy, right? I don't see you putting up, you know, you got your wall of fame at your house and all your guys on it.
They're all American.
Mike and Jay Will and Austin.
Austin's not up there yet.
But he will be.
Several of Mike.
You've got the jersey ready to go. There's no Doncic up there.
No, there's not.
Right. You see what I'm saying? And he's taking over, right? He's taking over the league.
That's right.
So there's not the same sort of sense with the Euro. But then when it comes to Conor McGregor, I sense this sort of pride, right? And white pride,
I sense it.
It's white pride.
And we apply it, in this case, to the Euro man.
Okay, well,
okay?
Here's what we're not gonna do. No, here's what
now,
we're
not
going to do.
Now, in the NBA, you don't claim. You want the American. I would get it if this dude was a like American or something. It'd be a little bit different,
yeah.
Right, what I'm saying about. And here on my Floyd, Floyd's American, okay? There's one. But tell me why it's different, John.
Okay, so first of all, what we're not going to do is ever say and apply the phrase white pride, okay? We got a new administration. We got a new administration.
Taking them back to the Chappelle days.
And you basically, when you apply white pride to me, what you are effectively doing is putting me in the Capitol on January 6th.
I didn't put you in the breach.
Which is not where I was. I was doing this show, okay?
You called out that dude's name last week.
I did call his name out. I'll do it again. They arrested him. They got him. Throw away the key.
I'm not saying you were in the breach, John. You just tell me if there's a double standard.
So you're throwing this on me, but my thought would be, is that when you think about European basketball players, lots of them, you know, they don't get a lot of time in front of the mic. They don't speak great English.
Oh.
They're not super charismatic. Connor has, it seems, assimilated in a major way to American culture.
I didn't think I was going to buy what you were about to sell, but
he buys the million-dollar watches. You know, he speaks great English. He's funny. He's charismatic. He's must-watch in a press conference.
Yeah, but didn't he call Floyd a monkey?
Well, okay, like there are going to be some faux pas. That was a very poor choice of words.
Again, and it wasn't just the African Americans he insulted.
And
it was my guy and who's my Muslim
Khabib,
guy that
Khabib, yes.
that
no,
he insulted
I'm,
as
I am
well.
Not, I am not defending like Connor's character when it comes to that.
My point is, if you root for that, if that's part of what you root for, there has to be a line in terms of the, because you root for showmanship. That's what you just laid out
Yes.
But there's got to be, because he crosses a line when it goes to.
I don't root for Connor.
See what I'm saying?
Everything he's ever said or done, I'm in fully agreement. You know, if we start getting into everything anybody's ever done, I don't know who am I going to vet to do my HVAC? Who am I going to vet to change my oil? Who am I going to vet to pack my house?
In that same vein, I say the same thing about Floyd and his sort of out of the ring issues.
Yes.
And in this case, what, harassment and everything else.
Yes. And by the way, if you need somebody
or whatever
to
it was,
take
I'm not
care
sure
of your
I have
HVAC,
a charge in front of
that's
me.
Oscar Pruitt and Opox. They will absolutely get you hooked up. I'm telling you, my house feels amazing. I'm not even
Did
making
you get
that
new HVAC?
Up. Yes. My house feels amazing.
Dude, he sent me pictures of it.
I'm proud of it.
And apparently a new unit outside.
Oh, newest. The newest.
Oh, and your bill will immediately go down because it's more efficient.
And I've got a Nest.
Oh, that's nice.
I got the Nest now. So,
Opox,
but nice. My major point here is the difference between why do I embrace Connor? And you know I love Luka as well. But why do I embrace and have to watch Connor every single time? It's because, you know, he's come into America and he's must watch in a press conference. He's entertaining to me as a fighter. Like when he knocks these dudes out and jumps on top of the cage and, you know, starts talking, like, dude, I love that. I don't know how you can't love that. I'm not saying he's never done wrong. He clearly has. He said some things that I think maybe you might be able to get away with in his native land, right, that you cannot say here. You just simply cannot say them, and you should not say them. That being the case.
Is he even yes, 32
yes,
years old? Is
yes,
he even
yes,
still
yes,
a
– Yes, don't even finish it. Yes, yes.
Yeah, is he yes. better than Khabib?
Well, there's
some question.
We need to see it again.
He's no longer the best pound for pound around
well,
here,
we,
is he?
Well, will Khabib fight him? No, Khabib retired. Come back, fight him. Do it again.
He already whooped them.
I know, but do we not? So that's it? You just get one shot? It's over? Come on now.
It's kind of like Christian Brothers in Houston, man. We already did that.
It really is.
He kind of started a brawl
it's
after
over.
The thing was
okay,
over.
Okay, but still, though, don't you think they should run it back?
You could look at it and say, well, he doesn't deserve to.
Usually
prevails in these situations is money.
If you lose on a basketball court in 5-on-5, you always run it back. You don't just say, all right, you guys lost.
No, not if you're Christian Brothers, bro.
I will say this. There's one exception to that, and it was a brother I played against growing up. He was always better than us. Played for Overton. Name was D-Nail. You know D-Nail.
Yes.
Was always a better basketball player as a guard. He could play. Like, D-Nail had hops and everything else, and when we got into one-on-ones or whatever, usually get crushed. So one day I had him over on the University of Memphis campus, actually outside on those outside goals, behind that track over there. Used to be some goals over there. I don't know if they're still there or not. And for 2 out of 3 games, I played the best one-on-one basketball I've ever played in my life, and I beat D-Nail.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that I've always held over him.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, D-Nail was good on play college, all that stuff.
Yep.
End up injury, all that. So I beat him 2 out of 3.
Yep.
We're in our 40s now.
Mm-hmm.
I still hold it over him to this day. He still wants the rematch, and I still ain't giving it to him.
Because why? You know it was a fluke.
Because he was a better player.
I love this story.
He's a better player.
And on that day, I beat him.
I love this story.
And hell no, I don't want to give him any rematches, John, because that's going to be the height of it for me.
Yep.
You can see what I'm saying? Because I know D-Nail was better than me.
But you know it was a fluke, though.
And that day, which we'll never forget, and I'm never going to let him forget,
no.
I was better, and I want to leave it at that. Maybe Khabib feels the same way.
But look, if ESPN Plus came to you and said, we're going to air this, we're going to give you $500 apiece.
Well, I just said money usually changes things.
Yeah, that changes everything.
But you got it, you know.
And then we'll change it for Christian Brothers in Houston.
Khabib,
I was the one who mentioned
Khabib,
money in that scenario.
Us money hungry dudes in this room, maybe Khabib ain't driven by his life. His purpose is not money.
He retired.
Perhaps
so
his purpose is honor.
He retired because he was ducking Conor, man. That's why he retired.
Man, get up out of here. What, you work for the Conor team, for the McGregor team?
No, but I'm.
What's that? We got the money team and the.
Why
the
retire? Because you know if you fought Conor again, you would lose.
You know,
that's why you retired.
You bring up a good point, Jason. What I'm interested in with Conor is somehow his failings aren't marketed as much as Mayweather's failings. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows about Mayweather's. I had forgotten, and I'm being just totally transparent here, I had forgotten about the racist stuff on Conor. And I don't know if that's because as a society we just bury the white dude stuff, and then for Mayweather, who happens to be an African-American, that we don't, because it seems like Mayweather gets pummeled on this one. Now, I don't know if he's over it or not. He paid his price. He had to go to jail.
Well, it was domestic with Floyd Mayweather and with Conor.
He did bad stuff.
It was more just
racist stuff, and then he did the crazy stuff with the bus.
The bus is right. I mean, and the stuff with his comments on Floyd, I think, were A, he was trying to sell a fight, right? He's trying to sell.
He was just jaw-jacking and kind of lost it.
So,
is that what you're saying?
I think there is a little bit more of a pass when you're clearly trying to sell a fight. Also, there is a, even though it's the same language, I do think there is a translation sort of things that Conor think are okay to say in his homeland are clearly not okay to say in America, and there are going to be some clumsy transitions. So I think that's probably why Conor gets, if you want to say Conor gets a pass, wouldn't you say that's why?
I think Brad touched on a double standard that's been part of this.
It is a double standard, it seems to me.
Time,
it does
John,
seem like the failings of one.
You stepped in something there that's, wait, come on. Come on.
It's a double standard.
So you think if Floyd Mayweather would have said, Conor McGregor is a honky.
It's a double standard.
No. I'm not going into your examples in each case by case, but my point is this, that there can be times, John, we've seen it, where white guy can sort of get the tag as rebel.
Right.
Right. He's a rebel when he does it. Right. He doesn't live by the code. It's something we cheer for. Right. That's just why.
Bravado.
That's the little part of what Brad said that I'll touch. I think he is touching on something there. There is absolutely a double standard when it comes to that. Don't tell me that a black player carried himself like Marshall Henderson did. Remember Marshall Henderson?
Yep. Yeah.
That he's not going to get the, man, that's a thug right there. You know what I'm saying? Rather than he's a rebel and something to root for. You see what I'm saying with that?
Yes.
If you disagree that that's not a double standard,
no,
then please tell me.
I'm not
telling you that that's the biggest problem we face right now, but come on, double standard is part of what we talked about in the breach a couple of weeks ago. It's absolutely a part of this country, and we can see it in sports, and that I would tell you that's a case. Whereas with the white guy that's constantly getting arrested or breaks the glass on a bus. And attacks somebody, he's a rebel. But you can't put no laws on him. But the other guy that does it, the black guy that does it, you tell me, jail that fool. Don't act like that ain't no.
You didn't hear me. Come on, you didn't.
No,
hear, yeah.
And I'm not a kid. But
I agree
but
with
I'm
you.
Saying, I mean, Brad touched on it, and I'm looking in this instance to you.
You want me to answer for all the whites?
No, not to answer for it, but to in this case, do you agree? And I'm looking
no,
for.
No, I do.
My gosh,
I do.
You'd
I
have
do.
To be blind not
I do
to,
acknowledge
not to understand
it.
That.
I do acknowledge it. I'm thinking about your Marshall Henderson example, you know, and I'm wondering like what
finger signs and all that. Like
if I saw him on the bench at an Ole Miss game. He's an assistant on that staff now.
No, like, now he apparently has matured now.
Apparently he's calmed down, but
Marshall Henderson, the man. I'm talking about the player that would throw the finger signs,
yes.
Was wilding
crazy.
Out. Like, give me
we
a break. If somebody's doing
Jared
that in Memphis.
Johnson would have done that.
Oh, come on.
100%.
Because yes. They had the same story. You know, they had the same exact
same story.
JUCO,
and again,
you know.
I didn't intend to go here, but I think in what Brad said, they're kind of touching
this
on
this is
that.
Why you won't allow yourself. This is what you tell yourself so that you won't watch Conor McGregor because you know
it's not. That has nothing to do with
it. You know it's entertaining.
You're taking what's a pretty pretty good discussion, and no, you're dirtying it up with that mess.
So why won't you watch?
I just won't pay for it because he's
32. You don't have to pay for it on the China box.
No, I don't. I don't. You're right.
So, and you still won't watch.
But I would not pay for it, which typically – and why would I want to watch him knock somebody out, some bum out, in a TKO in the first round?
Right.
It's going to be over. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's not going to pay $40, $50 to see that.
He's
32.
You're not entertained by him. You're just not – you don't like his shtick.
It is an act I have seen over and over again at this point. Yes, and I am tired of – one that I would watch free on the Superbox, sure, yeah. But not gonna pay for.
Yeah,
sue me. I think there are a lot out there that would agree with me. But John, we know there's more of you that are absolutely gonna pay for it that love Conor McGregor. I ain't saying you're wrong to love him because I've given you the Floyd. I literally gave you the Floyd example. Said that's me.
Yeah,
you know, that's not a good dude out of the ring. You could make that case.
Yep.
But I feel where you're coming from. But no. No, I won't be paying for Conor McGregor this weekend.
Anyway, UFC 257, I'll watch for the both of us. How's that?
By the way, one piece of information from our friend Karen at the Malco. The Malco Summer is going to be showing this thing at the drive-in.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So they're doing a special down there for our friends at the Malco. They need all the support because of obviously.
Yeah, for sure. You know, no, I 100%. If you don't have any plans, go watch it there. The drive-in, right?
The drive-in,
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
UFC 257, I will watch and cheer for the both of us, Jason. Don't worry. When we come back, Silverfield is the University of Memphis football coach. He's going to join us, and we will talk to him about the offseason, how he's preparing, some of these new transfers that come in, the quarterback competition. Lots to get to. That's up next. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Guys, football fans, listen up. Got the perfect way to make the playoffs this weekend even more exciting. It's called a same-game parlay bet. And they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. That's right. A same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during this championship round. You can combine the money lines, who's going to win, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel's letting you protect that parlay. That's right. You can place a three-leg same-game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short. So you don't get two or three. So how's that look, Jason? What are you talking about? I don't understand this money line and over-under talk. Here's what it looks like. It looks like you picking the Packers to beat Tampa Bay. Looks like you saying Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for over 283.5 yards in the game. And it looks like Devontae Adams is going to be an anytime scorer. That's three legs of a parlay. If two of those three legs come in, you get your 25 back. If they all hit, well, then you're paid. And over at FanDuel Sportsbook, you're going to get paid within 24 hours. The other sportsbooks can't say that. So if you haven't already, what you waiting on? Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up to get started. Use the promo code if you would. We're asking to use Jay Smith at sign up. Again, that's J-S-M-I-T-H. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund is $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, ME296-274, MSRP 20,625, Sol, M7755682, MSRP 20,315, K5MG003199, MSRP 25725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 1/31/21, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy, happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Ryan Silverfield, you know him, you love him. He is the University of Memphis football coach. Just completed his first season on the job at the University of Memphis. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Mr. Silverfield, welcome to the show.
I tell you what, guys, it's been too long, and glad to join you guys this Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. We have,
pleasure to have you back.
We have a lot to touch on with you, including, you know, the off season and how you're preparing for if there's going to be a spring camp. But first, just want to kind of ask you to, now that you've had some time to sort of decompress and reflect, how do you reflect on your first full season on the job here at the University of Memphis?
Well, thank you guys for not opening the question with about the Bears or the that other team out in Vegas. So I appreciate you guys doing that for me.
We'll get there.
We'll get to that. That's at the back half of the hour. Look, I'll tell you what. When you look back at it, an 8-3 season with everything the student athletes had to go through. I use the word perseverance and proud quite often, referring to this 2020 football team. Everything they had to go through, from the pandemic to social injustice, just all the things that occurred during the season and in the off season. We had a ton of opt-outs. We had guys that just that didn't fit what we wanted to do moving forward, and just so proud of those guys. First win versus UCF in the history of the school, winning at Navy, and to cap it off with a bowl win. Just so proud of the guys. And it wasn't easy, and lots of ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I appreciate their efforts. It took so many people involved. So grateful to the university and everybody that helped out. Be able to play 11 games this year. Kudos to all those people. And, again, hats off to our young men that got it done.
Take me back to December, Ryan, because we haven't talked to you since then. You're walking off that field in Alabama, and you've won that bowl game. Did you give yourself any chance to sort of, take it in then? How long did it take before you did? Because that was the one thing, is like you're having to do so much with recruiting too, and I wonder, just as a coach who's eager to get to his second season, how quickly did you turn the page? Man, I got to start getting prepared. We hear that about Saban, that right after he wins it, he's ready to move the heck on. Did you give yourself a chance to sort of take it all in after everything you guys had been through?
You try to. Obviously, you want to be appreciative of everything, right? We always hear about those coaches that coach for 40 years and never got a chance to enjoy it. I truly am. And right after that game, I was sitting in the locker room as it ended by myself before joining the team, back on the buses to head to the plane was, just honestly so happy for them, and for the university. And, look, I've been fortunate to be part of a lot of winning years here and some success, but I just think I think about what everybody went through, from our athletic trainers just to, the third string linebacker that ended up being a starting linebacker, right? It's just, you talk about that, you think about Brady White's career, you think about the guys that continue to fight when they could have easily thrown in the towel. And I took a deep breath. I said, man, I'm just so honored to be a part of this. Is it a hell of a first season? Sure. You go from a Cotton Bowl game to everything you endure, and you say, wow. Well, the good news is, I said, it can only get easier from here going into year two, but grateful and appreciative. But as you guys well know, I tried to sleep in the next day, but I was up at 6 a.m., got another COVID test, and was back in my office working and looking to figure out ways to have a successful 2021 season.
Yep, we are, of course, talking to University of Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield here on the show. To that point, and to next season, obviously you guys are sending Brady White off. What a career he had. And now your job is replacing him and figuring out who that is. During the season, you brought in Peter Parrish from LSU. After the season ended, you brought in Grant from Arizona. How do you just sort of look at the quarterback position? Is it an open competition? Do you kind of have an idea yet? How do you sort of assess who the successor to Brady White is going to be?
Yeah, John, that's a great question. And I think for the last few years, we always knew who our quarterback has been at Memphis, right? From Paxton Lynch to, Riley to Brady. And then it's like, okay, well, who's next? Who's the guy? And right now, it's honestly an open competition. We don't have a set guy. I mean, Seth Hennigan, a true freshman that won a state championship and literally the next day woke up in the morning and graduated from high school and was here in our weight room getting to work. Keelan Brown, a redshirt freshman who we think the world of, Peter Parrish, and then Grant Gunnell. So we have what we feel at least four guys currently on our roster that are capable of being a starting quarterback here. And as you guys well know, we've discussed this often. I think competition brings out the best in everybody. Now, I'm not one of those. I don't want to go the season and have a quarterback by committee because I don't think that's good for anybody. So, but the nice thing is, knock on wood, that we'll get to have a spring practice and a normal off season if there is such a thing, and be able to proceed from there.
So I want to talk a little bit about Grant, because I wasn't super familiar with him at Arizona. I don't get the Pac-12 network, Coach. Apparently you got it on in the offices. But I do want to ask you, he started, it looked like, two games or maybe three here, and in two of those three games, I mean, he put up 286 yards and three touchdowns against a ranked USC team. The week after that, he had 259 yards, three touchdowns. What was sort of his deal at Arizona? Was he hurt? Was there just a change in the pecking order, in the depth chart? I mean, what were the circumstances that sort of allowed him to obviously come to Memphis?
Yeah, so, you know, Grant was a highly sought after high school player in the Houston area, and I remember actually going to that high school at one point and then mentioning his name many years ago. And you know, we've always heard about all the wonderful things about him. He's got a lot of those intangibles you talk about, like with Brady White. I mean, he's smart. He's a big kid. I mean, he's, you know, almost Paxton Lynch type size, and hardworking. And then, you know, he gets to Arizona. He went there originally committed to Kevin Sumlin at Texas A&M, and then Sumlin got dismissed, and so he said, okay, I'll go to Arizona, and worked his way into the rotation. Like you said, started, had some good statistical games, and did some really good things. Obviously, we know what happened in Arizona. It was not the year that they were expecting. So they had a coaching staff change, you know, after the Arizona State game. And I think, like a lot of these young men, it was like, okay, well, what's the next step for me? Especially at that quarterback position, you know, where is this going to take me? Do I really want to do this? Let me just go find somewhere to hit the reset button and get a fresh chance. And we couldn't be more excited here at Memphis.
I got to ask you, Coach, because I know how involved you were in bringing him here. How much of a blow was losing Obinna and T.J. Carter?
You know, so I'm not going to talk about guys that are no longer here. I'll just say this on the record that, you know, we're only limited on a certain number of roster spots, and I'm always going to be finding the guys that are the best fit for us. You know, a young man like T.J. Carter, who I recruited out of high school, remember, if this was no COVID, he wouldn't be able to even come back to any school. And so the school's limited all throughout the country. It's not like all of a sudden, hey, you got 100 scholarships, just keep as many as you guys want. So I think there's been some things where we've seen guys that have opted out that entered the transfer portal after school started, so they get to stay on scholarship and we have to keep them on. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that there are some are in my control and some are out of my control. So we're just going to continue to monitor those things. But I'll just say this, we're a pretty full roster. We really, really are happy with the guys that are here.
Mm-hmm. How about the Michigan State offensive lineman, Devontae Dobbs, you're bringing in? Left tackle, I think, Coach, and then his teammate, the corner, Julian Barnett. How about the level of of skill of those guys you're bringing in?
Absolutely. I think, again, that's the biggest thing is I like competition, and I don't know how many 18 to 22-year-olds believe it, and I think that's one of the reasons why you see young men that enter the portal, because they may not like the competition. And guess what? I don't care. I know every day I better come to work and be the best damn head coach I can be, or my job won't be here much longer. So I like young men that appreciate that and approach it that way every single day. And I think, as you guys well know, and I'm not trying to stand on my soapbox, but it's harder and harder to find 18 to 22-year-olds that are willing to stick through things and fight. And, you know, look, I think, as someone said, the transfer supporter giveth and taketh. And we were able to get those two guys from Michigan State, highly sought-after guys. But they found the right fit for them. And, look, who knows? I mean, we're going to throw Julian right there at the corner spot and going to throw Dobbs in at left tackle and let him battle. But I also showed Dobbs the depth chart there. I said, here you are. You're the fourth-string left tackle. He's like, but what? And I said, I don't care. Let's go compete. And I think that at the end of the day, if he's capable, then he'll be our starting left tackle. If not, guess what? We got a lot of people that are going to be fighting for that spot as well, just like every position on our team.
Coach, I love competition. I would like to go ahead and commit right now. I would like to go ahead and just commit to your program. Where are you going to use me?
You know, we are looking for a third string water boy for our JV team. That they practice. They practice every night.
Every night.
They practice every night Sunday on our field at Micro Soccer Complex.
Yep.
But you know. Or John, I figured you could maybe be a, maybe be our Madden guy or something like that.
Okay, yeah. If you have an open Madden position, absolutely. I would love to inquire about that. Hey, another guy, because you've been so busy. It is amazing. You know, there was once upon a time where I can't remember Memphis being as attractive a destination for these guys who, you know, exit Power Five programs. Another example is Shamar Nash, who is from the city of Memphis, went to Arkansas, I think opted out. What does he bring? What does he bring to your program?
Yeah, look, you got guys, and I'm going to constantly say this, right? Shamar Nash, Jamon Rams. You got guys that at one point were attracted by a logo at another school, and that's the biggest thing. I love hearing from, like, Coach, you know, I remember when you sat in my living room and you told me don't go chase the logo and that you'd end up wanting to come back here. And sure enough, you were right. We just need every other young man in Memphis, right? Every other 17-year-old that's trying to make a college decision. It's not necessarily about chasing logo. You have every single thing you could possibly want, not only from a facility standpoint, from coaching to the best fans in the world, great education, all those things right here in your hometown. And, you know, I know Jason, you and John both have talked about that. Like, let's keep these homegrown kids here. And how can we do that? But, you know, Shamar's a big body kid that we're excited about, who has a little bit of experience, and same with Devon. Look, I'm just telling you, we got guys that are walking on from leaving scholarships behind to come here and join us, and it's great. You know, that's what you want. You want a product that people are excited to come join, and that's our job as a staff. But that's a great thing, is this city, this school has so much to sell, and it's become an attractive place.
Calvin Austin, we could go down the list, Coach, of guys who had great seasons for you, but in terms of what he became, his story, you know, it feels like it, maybe by the time it's done, it'll be one of those storybook ones again. He's off to a great start, just like Anthony Miller's was. Can you talk about sort of what the rise of Austin, how dependable he was for you this season?
Yeah, Jason, look, I mean, you want to talk about a kid that grew up a mile from where I'm sitting here.
That's
in my
it.
Office.
One of
you
ours.
Know, went to Harding Academy.
Yep.
You know, it 2 years ago, you would think that he was a middle school kid that somehow snuck onto our campus and got a, you know, something from a football team, you know, track kid. He's got a young face, but this is his first year on scholarship. But think about that. Calvin Dolphin's first season on scholarship was this year. Talk about it, not only just a dynamic football player who's learned how to develop himself as a route runner and hands and speed and get in and out of breaks, but just such a high-character young man. You got to set to graduate and do it the right way. He's just everything you want in a student-athlete. And that's exactly right. I mean, it's a storybook-type deal.
No doubt.
You got to love everything you hear about him, the way he does things. It's really exciting.
We are, of course, talking to Ryan Silverfield, head coach over there at the University of Memphis. Hey, do you have any guidance yet? I mean, I know you probably don't, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you have any guidance just on – if you're gonna,
I don't know what you're gonna ask, but can I go and answer that as a no?
Well, then, yeah, I was gonna ask about spring camp, you know, but I guess it's pretty much the same as last year. You just don't know yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, the plan is in place right now, guys. And like a lot of these schools, right, they got rid of these spring breaks. And last year we went on spring break, and it ended up being a 3-month spring break due to COVID. This year the University of Memphis is doing these wellness breaks, which a lot of schools are doing. But right now our plan is in place is to get all 15 practices. Last year we got zero. But to start March 11th, all right, with our spring game, with our spring practices, and then actually do our game in the Liberty Bowl. And I'm going to beg, borrow, and plead to get some great fans in there on April 16th, you know, our Friday night Shreds game. And the plan is to move forward as is.
Coach, are we looking at a you know, Rodgers-Mahomes Super Bowl, or maybe you're thinking something else?
I'm telling you what, just the level of talent. Like, I normally don't get excited about NFL football in the playoffs now, but just with the way things have been going, I've been able to watch a little bit of the games, and, man, it's so good, and you just get to watch the level of these quarterbacks.
A lot of greatness.
It's truly amazing. I mean, look, I've lost a lot of games to Aaron Rodgers, so I know how good he is firsthand. look, I'm just deep down, I just want to see good games. You know, I've got friends on staffs. You know, Eric Bieniemy and I were together for 4 years with the Vikings. Leslie Frazier, the D coordinator for the Bills, him and I were together for 6 years, and one of the men I think most highly of in this world. So, look, I'm just pulling for guys. I got, you know, friends on all the staffs, and just want to see good competitive football. Who do y'all have?
You've very conveniently brushed off that question, Coach. You got too many friends on those staffs to give us what you really think. And no, no, here's one for you because you mentioned it. 4 years with Bieniemy. Should he be a head coach, Coach?
Yeah, look, I love EB.
Yeah,
I know him very well. He's smart. Players love him. He's as real as it gets. And, you know, and I'm not going to, like I said, get on my soapbox and speak from a platform, but he's a guy that probably, because he is so real and so true to himself, which I absolutely love. And guess what? Leslie Frazier, same way. Leslie Frazier just carries himself a little bit different, you know, who was the head coach, the coordinator. You know, you got those two coordinators going against each other. And I think what's happened is, you know, EB goes to those interviews and some of these owners are like, wow, this guy is a lot. And it's a good thing. And that's why the players love him. That's why, you know, he's had success. He's smart. He gets it. He's a dude's dude. And, you know, it's just you pull for him. It'll be good, you know, just, but yes, he certainly deserves one, as well. But I mean, talk about the quarterbacks playing this weekend. I mean, it's amazing when you got to talk about the worst one is, you know, the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. Tell it to Calkins. Yeah. Tell it to him. He seems to think he's the Hall of Famer. Josh Allen.
That's right.
You know, we know Calkins is riding the wagons with the Buffalo Bills, as Chris Burley used to say. So.
Well, you know, that fan base drinks now. I mean, that's, you know, that's so that's what I'm just going to chalk it up to. He's been hitting the bottle a little early. Coach, man, we
this
appreciate
great,
the
Coach.
Time,
Thank
as
you.
Always. Wish we could do it more. You're welcome to come on anytime.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Look, I always, when people ever asked, I said, that, you know, when I was just a little nobody, and I still am a little nobody, but when I was just the O-line guys, you guys showed me love, and I appreciate you guys. To all of our Tiger fans, hopefully I get to see you guys here in person, face-to-face before too long. Everybody stay safe, healthy, and well, and go Tigers.
Absolutely. There you go. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you,
is Coach. Ryan Silverfield, University of Memphis football coach.
Sign me up.
Look, he kind of was on one today. We kind of caught him in a good mood.
He sounded different than he, you know, has in previous interviews.
Wow.
He sounded like a man who isn't scared to step on anybody's toes. And forget the NFL predictions. We're going to have talent in here, and if you don't like competition, you get the hell out.
Yep.
That was a different Ryan Silverfield than we've typically gotten publicly.
That was like Willie Harrington, get the hell out of my office, you know.
And I am not going to talk about – and listen, those two guys he was close to. Like John said, he learned the language to go over there and get a bit. Like he invested to go get a bit. So I know he had to feel some kind of way about that, and you can tell, like, you know, he intends to bring in, make it more competitive there, and if that offends some people – you gone.
That's right.
I think that's probably what you get when some of these cats leave like that. You're like, that probably is the lesson you learn, which is, no, this is going to be open. Even if you're coming from Michigan State, you're going to have to try to make your way on.
Because it's funny, the two, I mean, they lose one at offensive line, one corner, and you bring the two in from Michigan State that are, you know, both four stars and can play those two spots.
Studs.
Yep. Well, anyway, thanks to Ryan Silverfield for joining us on the show today. There are a couple of outgoing guys who Ryan Silverfield did not want to mention, and being that they are on the move, I would recommend they use my friends at Black Tie Moving. Black Tie Moving is changing moving in the city of Memphis, and they will do the same for you. They make it easy. They take all the stress, all the pain out of moving. You got enough to worry about. You got to worry about, you know, that down payment. You got to worry about the finance. You got to worry about all kinds of other stuff. Don't worry about the moving part. Let Black Tie Moving take care of that for you. I use them twice, as a matter of fact. Jeffrey Wright has used them. My buddy Garrison's used them. And each time they get there on time, they get there and they move efficiently. They're not going to just run up the bill standing around. They are in and out. Give them a call, 901-329-8490. It will be a red carpet experience. That is the guarantee with Black Tie Moving. Call them today. Change and move it in the city of Memphis.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 new at signing, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, NE296-274, MSRP 20,625, sold, M77-55682, MSRP 20,315, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25,725, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121, dealer stock only.
It's time to be happy with your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff's waiting for you with a 2021 Kia Forte. $142 a month lease. Redesigned 2021 Kia Soul, $148 a month lease. And 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All just 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. Plus, every Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
skip the card. Get your action with cash at Action 24/7. Visit action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The calendar has flipped to 2021. The NFL playoffs are here. Tigers are in league play. Grizzlies season is underway. Lots of games to watch and enjoy. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy these things while enjoying a drink. And if you want to enjoy what I'm enjoying, try New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish, as I'm sure you know by now. So smooth you could drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Lemon, coconut, watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. Don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you are on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you are in a bar or in a restaurant or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. New Amsterdam Spirits.
Win one of 2 brand new BMWs at the Fitz, plus tons of promo cash. Fridays and Saturdays in January, promo cash and 2 brand new BMWs, only at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Don't miss A Night of Laughs with Memphis's Finest featured headliner, comedian Oscar P. January 22nd through the 24th, live at Chuckles Comedy Club. Showtimes at 6:45 and 8:45 p.m. Bring your family or bring a date. For tickets, go to ChucklesComedyClub.com. Go see Memphis's own Oscar P.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Mid-South, there's never been a better time to buy than right now at Gossett Kia on Covington Pike. So start your new year in a new ride like 2021 Kia Forte, $142 a month lease. The all-new 2021 Kia Soul, completely redesigned exterior and interior, yours for $148 a month lease. Plus the sporty midsize sedan, 2021 Kia K5, $182 a month lease. All 36 months, $31.49 to its signing. Plus, Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 to its signing. Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte, ME296274, MSRP 20,625. Sol, M775682, MSRP 20,315. K5, MG003199, MSRP 25,725. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit warranty as a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details. Offer valid through 13121. Dealer stock only.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin. With all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
I'm tired of lying, yeah, peeping and hiding at low-class places. Oh, I'm so tired, baby.
Our man Chris McCulley.
I'm tired of worrying.
The Superman of Memphis roofs.
Whenever I come home, lady.
He's blowing up. And that is what happens. That is what happens when you join the Jason and John Show. How many locations has Billy got now, man? 8, 10, 20? Something like that?
Something like that.
When he started Multiple. With us, I believe he had zero at that time. He was opening one. And now look at him. He's building an empire.
That's good.
The same is happening for our man Chris McCulley out at McCulley Roof and Renovations. Got the word yesterday that he has a new client. He's doing a roof for a new client whose name is John Daly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big roof.
Your neighbor.
That's exactly right. He's doing a roof for my neighbor, John Daly. And here's the thing. Whether you're John Daly or whether you're John Martin, Chris McCulley is going to come out and hook you up. Happened to me about a year ago. I had a leak in my roof. I said, man, I'm stressed. I don't know what to do. Chris came out, identified the problem, got me fixed right up. Didn't have to come out of pocket at all with my insurance. He worked with my insurance. He filed a claim. He did everything. Got me a brand new roof. He'll do the same for you. Give him a call, 901-487-7096. And mention when you talk to him that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He'll give you a free roofing upgrade.
Don't have to take our word for it. They were voted most popular roofing company. McCulley Roofing and Renovations was by Memphis Smoke. Go check out their 5-star reviews, plenty of them on Facebook, or listen to us, call them up. You can be on your way to having, whether your roof is needs to be replaced completely or you got a small shingles issue, they can take care of you. Call them up, 487-7096. Superman Chris McCulley will be out there. His team will take care of it, and you'll be singing our praises and his praises, most importantly. That's what we want for you. McCulley Roofing and Renovations. Go see him.
All right, back Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. A little bit of news in the NFL. Sean Salisbury is going to join us at 1:25. Antonio Brown. Yeah, Antonio Brown is not going to play this weekend
for the
Tampa Bay Bucks.
He was one of the reasons you said Tom's going to win the Super Bowl.
I did like Antonio Brown's contributions. I think he's been playing his best football. He finally got acclimated to the offense about 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. And if you look at his numbers, that correlates with, the way the Bucs have been sort of running off here.
He led them in receiving targets the final 5 weeks of the regular season. Like, he had settled in.
He was and
especially for Tom.
A lot of people aren't talking about it, but if you've been watching these Bucs, man, he has been a huge part of their offense.
Led them in targets last 5 weeks. I'd have never thought that.
This is not like your number three receiver, because that's what the statistics would suggest, right, that he's a number three receiver. This is not just your typical number three receiver being out for the game. I mean, this is a hit to the Tampa Bay offense. Now, here's the good news. I'm assuming Gronk will just step up.
He's got a swollen knee, they're saying.
Yeah, he's got a knee issue. He only played 27 snaps against the Saints last weekend.
With Brown, you got to check whether it's behavioral or with it.
Exactly. You don't know what you're
doing.
Could be anything. He could have thrown a rock at a bus driver or something. You know, he could have been a number of
things.
Hopefully
he's past that. Maybe he is.
But he's
clearly become
a
big part of it.
Well, and that's the whole thing. And it makes me a little upset. It makes me a little upset with the Raiders. I mean, we did not have the ability to keep him in check. You know, the way that I guess Tom Brady does.
Got to have structure, John. What's that say about your organization?
Well, I
will say, in your defense, Tom Brady and staying in line, right, it's probably you look at him and then you look at that clown Gruden.
Yep.
You say, well, that's a guy I'll get behind and do what he says. I look over at Tom Brady. Gruden, that funny-looking haircut.
I think Gruden let him do whatever.
Is he balding or is he –
Oh, it's thin and up top. There's no question. I think
– You got to do something quick.
I think Gruden just kind of let him get away with whatever he wanted to. And so there was never really any kind of respect. I think there was an understanding that if Tom Brady's going to vouch for me again, like he did in New England, I cannot mess this up because, you know, it'll be the end for me.
I think that player leadership in pro sports is undervalued. And I think you're seeing that with Draymond in basketball. And I think in football, you see it in New England now. And I think that was part of it. They lost all these players, including Brady. And it's like, yeah, you got a great coach, but like you need more than that.
Well, they had a lot of opt-outs, too, for them. But the greatest example that that you just spoke of, is that not LeBron?
LeBron's a great example. Yeah. I mean, in the Grizzlies, back when their culture was starting to cook, even with not the greatest talent. Not
player
the greatest
leadership.
Talent.
Yep.
It was sort of this whole culture leadership thing. I know it sounds very cliche.
Well,
no,
look at the way Brady tossed those offensive linemen. Like, they don't make the mistake again.
Oh, he yells at them to their face, and they're 350-pounders looking at him like, okay.
After he yells, they go on to have Pro Bowl seasons.
It's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's what the Nets need, really, that they don't have, that might end up holding them back. I mean, they don't have anybody they can just call Kyrie and say, hey, man, what the hell are you doing?
What's wrong with you, boy?
You know, like, now maybe he rejected anyway, because once upon a time did have LeBron, and he still,
It's funny that we're on this conversation, because the same thing is happening down in FedEx Forum with the Memphis Grizzlies. They've got a dude who others respond to that greatness,
that's
that
right.
potential greatness
so
like
true.
That.
It's
like Grayson Allen in that corner when Ja makes that play. You want to hit that three because greatness just passed you the ball.
That's right.
And you
want to
be don't want to let greatness down. It's a different way. And that's how it is with Tom Brady. Like when he's yelling at his offensive lineman or
it's
a
true.
Receiver that's not in like he
that,
yells
that
at you and
effect.
He gets you in line. And LeBron is the same way.
Aaron
I'm
Rodgers.
Hoping it feels like that's what Ja Morant is going to be.
Here's the thing. If you wear the number 12, you are an unbelievable leader. It's just true. Whether you're Tom Brady, whether you're Aaron Rodgers, whether you're Ja Morant. 12 is a number that draws respect, period, point blank.
Well,
12.
And the Tigers basketball team, I would argue that that's something they've lacked. They don't have that transcendent junior or a senior that has gotten in there.
You were hoping it was DeAndre Williams.
You were hoping, but turns out that's not it.
Well, he just got here. That's the problem. It's like
he's a transfer.
He has not been in the program for
that's
3-4
what I'm
years.
No, guys, it's Alex Lomax.
Well, it's supposed
it
to
is.
Be Alex
it's
Lomax.
Supposed to be. It's
right, and that's been the issue. But you literally saw it in the South Florida game. Like when he said, I'm going to take this guy's ball and actually, and sort of take over this game defensively.
Yeah.
Whole team fell behind him. All of a sudden, Lester Quinones hitting threes in the corner. Like things are working for you. You're right. It was supposed to be him.
Yep.
And they didn't have it because of the ups and downs early, and it's part of what's got them sort of behind the eight ball right now. But, yeah, no, you need it, whether it's professional sports or, in this case, college.
And you think about those great Memphis teams, right? Antonio Anderson, like, he was the guy,
you don't
want to
let him down.
Absolutely. Yeah. And CDR as well. I mean, there were some experienced leadership on that team, and it wasn't just coming from the coaches. It was demanded by your teammates. And I think that can always, in many times, be
it's important.
It can be a separator, right, from the good teams to the great teams. It ain't just your coach having to tell you. And I think Alex Lomax kind of mentioned this after the game last night. He said, we can't want it, or the coaches can't want it more than us.
Right.
You know, we have to want it more than the coaches want it. And
it's like when, Mike Miller come on here and you turn your game up. You know, you ask your best questions. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because the great you want to be a part of that greatness too. So you turn up with your questions and your interview skills.
Neil deGrasse Tyson,
that's when you get turned to your.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.